Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And our very special guest today is Krista Powers with the Mount Helix Park Foundation, and she is here today to talk about their big event of the year coming up on August 10th, the Heart of Mount Helix event. We're also going to hear a little bit about the history of Mount Helix and some of the other amazing things that are going on nowadays at the park. Krista, welcome to the show.
Hi, Miriam. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. I live in the Mount Helix area myself, and I've enjoyed a lot of the great events up there, so it's a pleasure to have you here. So for people who may not be familiar, can you start by telling us a little bit about the history of Mount Helix and the park on top?
Sure, I would love to. It's an absolutely fascinating history. Basically, people have been gathering up on the top of the mountain since late 1800s. Another thing in 1917, roughly, the Ad and Marketing Club back then started an Easter sunrise service up at the top. And then fast forward that into the park that we now have that came about because the mother of the Yaki family used to love to come up there, but always remarked that she wished that there was a more comfortable place to sit. And so out of that came her children creating the beautiful outdoor nature stone amphitheater and the 35-foot memorial cross that sits at about a little over 1,300 feet, as well as the historic rock wall that you can see as you drive all along Mount Helix Drive. And the amphitheater sits about, I believe we can fit almost 2,000 guests in there, which is really exciting.
It's really a dramatic location. I've been up there for summer theater in past years when they did that there. You have the 360-degree views, so you can watch the sunset and the stars coming up all over and the city lights. It's really a wonderful setting. Bit of history on the cross itself, by the way. There was actually a lawsuit at one time that went all the way to the Supreme Court, and as a result of that, if I'm remembering correctly, the city of La Mesa deeded over the land. And thus, the private foundation now runs that to avoid separation of church and state issues.
Yeah, and I remember being in high school in the 90s and going with my mom to get petitions signed to save the cross and doing candlelight walks up to the top of the cross. And because I grew up playing at that park, and so it was a very important part of my life. And then now my two young boys get to play in the park. So yeah, because the separation of church and state, I mean, the family originally thought that they were giving this beautiful gift to the county. And unfortunately, because the county has so many responsibilities, it was kind of a little bit of an afterthought for them.
At one point, there was a Supreme Court decision that said you can't have crosses on public land.
I think that actually came out of the Mount Soledad case.
And so the land wound up being transferred from a local government entity to the Mount Helix Park Foundation, and they've been improving it and coming up with new things there ever since. So Krista, fast forward a little bit. Tell us about how this has evolved through the years.
So basically in 1999, the foundation was formed to privatize the land and be able to save the park. And with that, we started restoring it. One of our major initiatives that we've been involved with is native habitat restoration. So it's really been an amazing transition to see like all the wildlife that's up at the park now. And we're in full bloom right now with butterflies, bees, birds, and just, I feel like I'm Snow White when I'm walking around the park, basically. It's incredible.
Wonderful. That's just great news. Now, tell us about some of the events that are held up there each year.
Yes, so it's actually, the park is still governed by the Yaki Family Trust, as originally intended.
So when the Yaki family donated it, I understand that there was a commitment to provide certain events open to the community.
Yes, so we provide a annual Easter sunrise service every single year, and it's been officially going on under the park since 1925 was when the amphitheater was actually built. But as I mentioned earlier, the Ad Club had actually started in 1917. But we continue to operate that service every single year. And a variety of local churches in the area come together to help produce the event for the community. So it's a really special, this year we had about 1,500 people. And it's just amazing to get there in the morning when it's dark. And then it seems to happen every single year that the clouds spread and the rays shine through right as the music for the service starts. It's really just awe-inspiring.
Very interesting. Yeah, I've been to that. Now, that's just one day out of the year, but what about the other 364 days a year for those who may just have heard of the sunrise service and not everything else?
Right. We do quite a few things, and we're starting to also look to a few more community events. And some of our other ones are we have a great, fantastic Christmas caroling event, complete with Santa Claus, a great sing-along for everyone. We have the Old Town Trolley full of Christmas lights bringing people up the mountain. And we serve hot cocoa and some other refreshments for guests. This year, we're looking at to evolving it even a little bit further and starting it earlier and making it more, if you've ever been to some of the Christmas markets in Europe, kind of a little bit more of that flavor.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, we don't quite have the real estate or the flat ground to be able to fully do it, but we will try our best.
And now, there's classes and things up there, too.
There sure are. We have a lovely lady who does a kids' art camp. We have a community lecture that we do twice a year, and it's a nature lecture. We just held one, and it was gardening for pollinators. And so we got Dictionary Hill expert to come and give a talk, and then walk along our Yaqui Trail and point out all the different native plants and what types of butterflies and pollinators that they might attract so that people could then go and plant them in their own yard. We hope to create this pollinator pathway throughout San Diego. Wonderful. Up to Mount Helix, and especially here in our local East County area, because it's not just about having these pockets of native plants. You kind of have to create a pathway for them to travel on.
Right. Connectivity. And all of this, listeners, is part of the Mount Helix Park Foundation's commitment as a nonprofit to give back to the community with so many of these wonderful things. Now, you also do yoga classes.
We do yoga classes every Monday through Friday. They start at 9 a.m. And then we also have an astronomy night that will be coming up in September. We have some weddings and some other events that happen throughout the year.
In past years, too, it varies, of course, from year to year. But some years, there's been summer theater up there, not this particular summer. There have been concerts. Mm-hmm. The acoustics are amazing. I remember going to a piano concert up there one year. Yeah. It's just a wonderful experience.
And then we also have our Halloween Harvest Festival that'll be coming up. It's always the Saturday before Halloween. And we have a live band, a kids' costume parade, a bunch of vendors that are doing fun activities for children. And it's really fun.
Now, the biggest event of the year is the Heart of Mount Helix event, which happens every summer, and it is, I understand, the event that helps fund so many of these other community activities. So tell us when that's going to take place this year.
Yes, so our 12th annual Heart of Mount Helix event is happening on August 10th this year. And it's slowly evolved over the years, and now it's basically this year turned into a wonderful food and wine festival for East County and all the community that wants to come support us.
It sounds like fun. So you can look at art. Can people buy art if they want to?
People can purchase art. We have various local artists. It's very important to us that we do support the artists of East County, and that was kind of the foundation originally of the event, as well as the park. We also have we have about 18 restaurants from out here in East County that will be sampling. We have a couple wineries and breweries and distilleries that will all be providing samples to the people at the Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, it just seems to get bigger and better every year. Speaking as a Mount Helix resident myself, now this isn't just any food and wine festival. There's a lot more to it than that. Give us a little bit of an idea of what the actual experience is like when you first arrive. First of all, I understand there's a new shuttle this year, so if people are worried about parking, that's no longer an issue. When you walk in the entrance, what do you see?
Well, yeah, I'm glad that you touched on the shuttle, because that is really important so that people know where to park. So this year, we're just doing two parking locations. Grossmont High School will be the main parking, and I recommend most people park there because you're guaranteed to find a spot. The other spot that people know about is at Fire Station 21. However, that fills up almost immediately. The other difference this year is that people will actually be checking in for the event when they park. And they'll be getting their wristband there. And then they'll be hopping on the Old Town Trolley that everybody has so much fun with. And they're a great partner of ours. And so they come up the mountain, and right away they guests walk into a living art experience. So there'll be live artists there painting. There will be some food and beverage samplings that guests can kind of walk around. Our raffle will be there, and then they can continue up the side road. There will be a couple more little treats that are new this year up that road. And then once they get up to Sunset Peak, where they have the 360-degree view around the cross, we have more wine this year, more beer, a couple more restaurants, and then there'll be another live band up there.
And you can do Dancing Under the Stars.
Yeah, so the first half of the event is from 5 to 7, and that's the sampling event. And then at about 7-ish, guests usually continue on down into the main Nature Park Theater to where the live action really starts happening with our live auction. We have a cooking demonstration happening. So after live auction, we have a new VIP experience this year with lounge furniture. And our guests in the VIP area will actually get their samplings continued until 10 p.m. So that's a lot of fun for them. And then the Good Mojo Band goes on live at about 8 o'clock-ish.
Very good. Well, it sounds like an exciting event coming up. Will there also be a silent auction or any prize drawings this year?
Yeah, we will have a really fun high-value raffle. So we've kind of shrunken down a couple of things, and basically the high-value raffles, just a bigger basket with more in it, and people will be able to buy raffle tickets and put those in front of whatever they would like to go home with.
That's nice.
Yeah. And we're continuing again with our live auction that I know everybody loves, because we have all kinds of things from stays in Coronado, Palm Springs, Las Vegas.
There you go. So if you need a vacation, here's where you can get one.
Yeah. Dinner at the Rotating Home, private dinner at Mount Helix Park.
Oh, yeah. That's the Roundhouse on Mount Helix.
Yes.
Once, I didn't know. That's one of the prizes.
Yeah. And then our raffle also has a helicopter ride in it, and a Taste of La Mesa and some other fun stuff. So we have several different entertainers that are coming. And I know for a fact right now we have confirmed that Allie Younker will be involved. And she has a gorgeous, beautiful voice and plays guitar. And then the Tradesmen will be playing up by the cross, and they're a local East County band and big supporters of the park as well. And then the evening will be capped off with a well-known East County band called Good Mojo. And they play a lot of, everything from Adele, Aretha Franklin, up through some more modern top 40 stuff.
Now, if people want tickets or they want to learn more about the Heart of Mount Helix event coming up on August 10th, where can they go?
They can go to Mount MT Helix, H-E-L-I-X, Park, P-A-R-K.org.
Very good. Krista, I'm going to let you have the last word today. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the Mount Helix Park Foundation or the Heart of Mount Helix event coming up?
There are a lot of people who do not realize that we really don't receive any funding from the city or the county. So we rely 100% on our donors and our volunteers. And we have some fun stuff. If you go to the website, we do a monthly first Saturday of every month, Volunteer in the Park Day.
Nice.
So people can come up, get involved, meet their friends in the community. We also have kind of a monthly third Wednesday of every month gathering at Helix Brewing. And that's just volunteers and their friends, and it's just a fun camaraderie gathering. And so, yeah, we really survive off of our donors and our volunteers. So please come volunteer at the park, stop by our office, say hi for a cup of coffee. We're there.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you so much, Krista, for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ Radio 89.1 FM, Descansa.
Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.